Come back. Right from where we began from. In the band praise of the instruments.
Band praise instrumental songs.
Band praise instrumental songs. Yes. The band praise instrumental songs.
Now we saw.
And when we reached there,
we
told him, "Mununu ziwange, I'll return unto you." Yes. Take me right in the first love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
thanked him right there.
What
did you tell him? You're in Luganda.
Even
today we've come, thank you, oh Lord. And then you tell him, light of his word shines. Light of his world.
And
this much power is working. That is his long arm stretched. That it does a work, a marvelous work, a miracle, and the wonder in the entire world.
And
after you told him again, even today we've come to worship you as those who were before us. And you ended swearing. You danced did what? I swear.
Now
let me find you out when you deny him. In actions, in speech, in movements, in all doing of work. He will beat you for me. Father, you beat any person who denies you.
Be
an example to us, a good example. Yes.
Amen.
Who will be that person? You lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said
you lift up your hands. To be an example that beaten. Why don't you lift up your hands? Who will be a good example in preaching the gospel? We all will love there. But let's work for it. We get determined. We aim. We should not backslide. But you know, you wish yourselves good things.
But
you don't work for that good, then it's impossible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord God, the Almighty God, able to gather up us this day to add us light of his words that filled with his knowledge. As the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth,
or
call it the book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call
basing
in Africa, Uganda. Right from the first part we began with, when we saw the reason why it's required you know the genealogy, the beginning and the end of the ministry, then we shall have what to answer those who ask us. And we are told even our Lord Jesus Christ, he too holds the genealogy according to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. And explain the way he appeared, his works, and the end of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now that was required of us. And when we finished, began to see the NBs. What's those meaningful? What's to put on special attention? The meaningful and those key in full knowledge of God international ministries and in God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda. And in this time on, we move on to conclude NB number 8, portion 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For this NB is what says that God revealed me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years, from the year 2005 up to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, or transfiguration,
azotals,
or teleportation,
samimu,
famim,
omo, ne yurim,
and the urim,
entambula ezomo,
the spiritual transports,
eranga, tuazogera kumbufuzi,
and we spoke of them in summary.
Kusinzira mutabi chokubara esura eyekuminebili.
According to Book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 6.
Agamantu wabirawo nabi
mufu. If there be a prophet among us,
obomuweleza wakatonda
yena, or in the servant of God,
oyalimu omoyo wobunabi,
one with spirit of prophecy,
ujula wa Kristo,
the testimony of Christ,
yandikwe bitukufu,
the holy scriptures,
kama asubulo moyo leka mukolisi.
God can show himself to him in the vision and speak with him in the dreams. And we knew that this vision, dreams and the trance, they are spiritual transports. According to Job chapter 20, verse 8, that he flies away as the vision and is chased quick like a dream.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So twamanya mbufunze.
So we knew in summary,
missing out tuliongeranga okubimanya,
most we shall keep knowing them.
Inga twategeera dantu okufa,
but we understood that death,
si ntambula ya moyo,
it's not a spiritual transport,
wabula malaika,
but is an angel,
malaika okufa,
angel of death,
avunanyizibwa okwambula emiyoja.
One responsible to unclothe the spirits of creations from the bodies of this earth. As you speak in Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, that, and I saw one sat on the pale horse, and his name is called Death, and hell followed behind him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But remember that God has ever sent angel of death in Egypt to pick the firstborns of Egypt. Genesis chapter 11 and verse chapter 12.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, and there is none of the prophets, neither the apostles, have ever passed through death than to see God, neither to visit heaven, but in the spiritual transports. And when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 up to 4, Apostle Paul says, let me go in visions of our Lord Jesus Christ. I go in the vision and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that I know a man like that to be taken into the third heaven. He too went there, but he never died.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the many things we saw there, but when we finished, and we began to get explained reason why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible, Hallelujah. These five reasons. And we first knew this heavenly biblical journey was moved in the Bible to explain the origin of the Bible. The origin of the Bible, right from above all the heavens, unto the everlasting Father. Where he began with his words, one we know as Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, right above all the heavens. Some of the key scriptures,
it's
Matthew 24, verse 35. Then he said that heavens and earth will pass away, but the words of God will never pass away. For a reason, they came right from the everlasting. Right from everlasting God the Father, Him who began with His words, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. He came in the scroll of the book written of Him, the Holy Scriptures, and then we are called the Word of God. There are many things we are able to know there. We move to the second reason why the heavenly journey was more than the Bible. To be able to get explain the reality of the Bible.
Yes,
the reality of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were told that the reality of the Bible is it speaks things which were. It speaks things which are, and those going to come. And we got to explain the things which were. Those which were. They are before heavens and earth were created. Above all the heavens. At the beginning and the end. To reaching the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because many read Genesis 1 verse
1.
In the beginning God created heavens and earth. But some do not know where is that beginning. In the beginning, before creation happened, right above all the heavens, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 speaks of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For God did not create heavens and earth when He was living in the same heavens and earth. And no one builds a house when they live in it at the same time. Have you ever seen such a person?
If
someone tells you, I'm going to build a house, yet already they live within it. Now the reality of the Bible, it is that it can tell you things which were before heavens and earth were created. Right above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, to reaching the everlasting of God, and the reality of the Bible, and it tells you things which are right from creation of heavens and earth and their fullness. When you read Genesis 1 verse 2, that the earth was without form and it was void, the Spirit spread on the depth of the waters. Verse 3 he says, and God spoke, let there be light.
He
separate darkness with light. Before it happened, one was working was the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 104 verse 30, He sent His Spirit, they were created. And then you see verse 4, Genesis chapter 1, and there appeared light.
And we enter
verse 6, and they said there be firmament, and the heavens were created, and many others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Bible,
so Bible speaks of things which are. It first spoke of things which were before creation happened, above all the heavens, beginning and the end.
to reach in the everlasting. There we find entire new heavens and a new earth. Now it comes with things which are from creation of heaven and earth and their fullness. To the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages, all it speaks of them, even passing away of heavens and earth, which are. But because it speaks of passing away of heavens and earth, still it has to speak of things going to come, the new heavens and the new earth. In this, we find them in above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, and the everlasting, the everlasting. Thing. That's why Revelation 21 verse 1 he said, and I saw the new heavens and the new earth, but the first heavens it had passed away. Passing away of heaven and earth, which are today, they are the shadows of the entire new heavens and the new earth, which fails us to see them today. The reason why God says those which were already were there,
and
God seeks of those things which passed, these which are have to pass away, we go in those which we are into before. To mean in Psalms chapter
90
verse 1 up to 2, God was our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were there, before formed the earth and the things in it. Now above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, find the new heavens and the new earth. Enter us in the everlasting. That's where we first lived.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's where we have to go back. And there we called sons, the sons of God. And we were called gods. Yes. Psalms 82 verse 6. Is it not that?
Now,
those we've studied them and know the reality of the Bible.
Now,
when we finished, we went to see of truth of the Bible, that the heavenly journey moved the Bible,
be
able to reveal us truth of the Bible, and be able to understand that first of all, truth of the Bible, Jesus Christ our Lord, in Him are all things in the their heavens and the earth, right from creation
unto
visible and invisible. Because from His fullness we were given things of the entire heavens and all the earth, except lies and the acts of lies, including sins and the wage of sin, it is death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As in John 1 verse 16,
and
we were told we all from His fullness we were given grace upon grace.
Hallelujah.
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 Now we saw many scriptures, but some of the key ones are those. When we saw Colossians chapter 1 verse 14 to 20, that means in heavens and entire earth, all they are in Jesus. Those are what Bible speaks of. And it separates even those not meant to be in Him, including lies, and their father, and all the liars. When we read John chapter 8, verse 44, and in that way, He created for lies, the father of lies and the liars, even sins. And their wage
death,
created for them hell, that He binds them from their inside here.
Hey.
Yes. In the place of pain, and He created them everlasting death, lake of fire, which they will be cast in after judgment on the day of the Lord. All those is the initial truth of the Bible.
It
is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him are things in the heavens and all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we finished, we understood even God the Father, that God the Father is the base of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
is the base of truth, that of the Bible. Because he too is the truth.
In
him are things of the entire new heavens and the new earth. Those found above all the heavens at the beginning and the end. There he began with his word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we read some of the scriptures, according to John chapter 17, verse 3, he said that this is eternal life, to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent. And we knew that the Father, he is truth and the true God. But still Christ is the truth. And if you move out of Christ called Jesus Christ, in him are things in the heavens and earth. When you pass through him, you pass through into heavens and earth. You reach into the truth, the Father. He makes up above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, where we find entire new heavens, new earth, to reach in the everlasting, all as they are written in the Bible. That's why in John 14, in the verse 6, our Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except passing through me. Passing through Jesus, you pass through all the entire earth. You pass through all the heavens. Things in heavens and earth there in him. And then you go above all the heavens in the Father. Read of him in the Ephesians 4 verse 6, that one God, Father of all, who is above all, he works in all and is in all. We saw there above all the heavens. Revelation 21 and the first one. And I saw the entire new heavens and the new earth. For the first heaven, it had passed away.
So
this body make up into heavens and earth, which are today the body of Christ. Always it's an image of truth of the new heavens and the new earth. Those above all the heavens, the body of the Father, that unending.
And
read there many scriptures. You forgot them. I am just recapping. When we finished there, we went to see the way of the Bible. We all saw the way of the Bible. Why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible?
To
move, reveal the way of the Bible. Right from above all the heavens, to be put in heavens in the covenant box, out of the made a photocopy, to be brought on this earth. There are many things we are able to see there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we saw the Spirit was the first to gather up all. Something we've skipped above there. The Spirit. Before we go to see the way of the Bible. Yes. We saw the Spirit too is the truth. Yes.
He
is the Spirit of truth. Read him in the John 14, verse 16 to 17. And we say it is the Spirit of truth.
It's
one who gathered all the truth, that which is in the Father, above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth, to reach the everlasting, and wrote them in this book, the Bible. And he gathered all the truth that's in the Lord Jesus Christ, which makes up the entire heavens and earth which are today. And he wrote them in the book, the Bible. As
we
read of him in Isaiah 34, verse 16, he says, seek the book of the Lord and read. will lack its mate, for the master of the Lord commanded,
and
his spirit gathered. Yes.
We
saw is the one who gathered.
The
reason that among us no one knew the things of God, they are including even those we've never heard of and those we've never seen, and that which never entered in our hearts.
But
the Spirit searched of all in the Father and the Son, and he brought them, revealed them to us, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We saw,
does not speak neither write what he wants, according to John chapter 16 verse 12 up to verse 15. Many others we saw of him,
and
then we move to the way of the Bible. Sure. Does it affect you when we repeat it? Who is it affected in a wrong way when we repeat this? Who benefits within it? As long as you are going to preach, if it is bad to repeat them, Bible
says
to write to you the same thing, it does not worry me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we saw the fourth reason why heavenly journey was moved in the Bible,
to
be able to reveal the way of the Bible right from above all the heavens, right from the everlasting, brought in the heavens which is today, in the covenant box, out of the God I photocopy, and it was given us on this earth. The Holy Spirit working with the holy angels and the holy servants of God on the earth,
brought
us photocopy of the Bible from heaven, and it was given us on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the
many things we're able to see their course of time, that God the world,
one
who came with the living holy book of God from above all the heavens,
he
came with it after creating heavens and earth, and he first had it in the third heaven, and he handed it to the Holy Spirit to put it in the covenant box, where he based to get the photocopy, working together with holy angels and the holy ones and the holy servants of God on the earth, the apostles and the prophets,
and
they revealed us those words. But in Zechariah chapter 5, from verse 1 up to verse
3,
this book, we see it in the Bible coming from the covenant box.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit is where he got it from. How we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. And prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God, from the book of the Lord, as they are led by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit.
We
saw in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1, King David saying, the Spirit of the Lord was in me,
and
word was upon my tongue. Anytime the Spirit came down, as he scoped the word, he put it on the tongues of the prophets. Yes.
As scoped
from the heavenly Bible, he put on the tongue of the prophets, even apostles, and they spoke it out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
they didn't speak what they wanted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
That's why even apostles, they tell us, as we read
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, Apostle Paul says, that we don't speak something by our own sufficiency,
naye obukakafu bwabwe bwava eri
Katonda. Their sufficiency came from God.
Yabafuula abaweereza b'endagaano empya.
Made us the ministers of the new covenant.
Nga tebaaliko kye baali boogera ku bwabwe.
Nothing they spoke by themselves.
Era omutume Pawulo yawandiika mu Bakolosi ekisooka essuula ey'okuna.
The apostle Paul wrote in the first Corinthians chapter 4.
Olwabiri n'agamba.
Verse 20 he says.
Temulowooza nga omuntu yenna okusukka ku byawandiikibwa.
Don't you think of any person to beyond the scriptures. Yes.
Now,
thus the Spirit gave them. And even angels. As we read Daniel chapter 10. Verse 19. Up to 21. Angels to the Holy Spirit.
Get from the
holy book of God, the Bible in heaven. And he gives them. And they bring to prophets and apostles on the earth. And they tell them that. I will tell you what is noted in the scriptures of truth.
Here is where came Galatians 1
verse 6-8.
And they say
whether an angel or from heaven
or
an episode told to be of an apostle, if they bring another gospel, let them be cursed.
Hallelujah.
When you read Revelation chapter 14, verse 6-8, angel flies in heaven, in the middle of heavens, having the everlasting gospel to preach to clans, nations, and tribes.
It's
everlasting gospel because it came from the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are many things we're able to know there. I want you to always repeat them for those you teach out there. As a faithful servant, committed to what to teach others.
Amen.
Is it that? It's not 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Yes. Now today, 30 minutes I'm recapping. Almost 40.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But it is so good indeed.
Now,
due to where point you forgot, you remember. That is to make all nations disciples. Based on the commandment of the Lord Jesus, the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, verse 18 up to 20. Given power in heaven and earth.
To
make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all I commanded.
For
I'm together with you up to the end.
When you
teach those here,
and
commit to faithful people and them to teach
others,
we can fulfill that great commission. The great commission which was committed to us. Make all nations disciples. Years before we had failed on that work.
But
then who failed it, heavens who failed on it, I tell you. Where will you go when the work your master gave, you did do it? You are in take it, the finger of God. Now, when will you make nations disciples? And you're going to make nations when those you have your failed. Which nation will you lay hold of? They say make nations. That one person you failed.
Look,
Pastor, you have those people you feel, make them disciples. When will you lay hold to nations making disciples of them? We as who want to fulfill, that's why I try that you be taught to handle for me another nation, in all nations, we made them disciples. Now, you yearn to have a nation you will lay hold of.
You must
have that full if you are to lay hold of a nation and handle it. This one of Uganda finished it. When I moved you outside, I have finished Uganda. I go get another, I handle them. Before I reach another nation, you've reached there. Yes. You see it there.
Isso.
This is a smart one. You give their time to teaching nations. Turn them disciples. List the father knows you with the son. Matthew 7, 21, up to 24.
Mm.
He said, I've never known you. You did do what the father wants. Said you make nations disciples. You move to take it, the finger of God. I see Trevor America.
Almost
they follow just the main commission, make all nations disciples. Are we together? For many will come. We cast demons in your name. We raise the dead in your name. We work miracles in your name.
We
say, go from your never known. Did do what my father wants. The father wants what? Turn all nations disciples. All the rest to follow after. Demons we cast, we raise. You walk, move nations.
Cars,
you get them houses. But the main work has been done. He said, we'll chase us. We cast demons. We raise the dead. We heal. We get prophecy. Go from here. I've not known you. You know me. I worked miracles. That's the main work. You did do it. Yes. Have you seen there? Let's go see life of the Bible. The life of the Bible. The fifth reason. Why the heavenly journey was moved in the Bible.
People
get explained the life of the Bible. The life of the Holy Spirit. Not the letter, but the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, mighty, knowledge, fear of God, all in the spirit of the Lord. The Bible, or life of the Bible, life of the Holy Spirit, not the letter, but the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of God, all in the spirit of the Lord. Now you see here the Bible copy we have on this altar. Don't you see letters in it? But the Bible of heaven, it has no papers.
It
has not letters written with ink. But it has letters and the of spirit of life, it's of smoke. Letters of smoke. Spirit of life. The Bible of heaven. It has no papers. But the spiritual body, it's what appears as papers. It's not written in with letters, that of ink. But the smoke of life, the smoke of life of the spirit. And there is a point you reach in it and there is nothing like a word in it. You don't see any. And you see perhaps papers, yet they are plain. Nothing is on them. Until you open the seal of it. The seven seals. Spirit of wisdom. And you see, it's the spirit of interpretation. And words seem to come out, but you don't see them clearly.
We
speak slowly. Yes. I say Bible of heaven. It has no papers. As this copy on the earth. But the spiritual body, which appear, is what appears as papers.
And
it's not written in with ink of pens, but with the breath of life, that of the Holy Spirit.
And
a point you reach and to read it, you don't see any word within it. To reach ink. Till you open up its seven seals. Those made of the seven spirits. And you say that spirit of wisdom is the spirit of interpreting. Begin to see letters, but they're not clear coming out. That's why you see. If the devils were able to read it when they were still in heaven, they would have conned us too much. See, the angels try to look into what we read here that they understand. Now, those I tell you them in summary. You have to go to second code of spirit. Spirit of understanding. The spirit who explains. Spirit of reasoning. Joining a word to a word. It begins to join those letters which came out initially. After the seven, when you finish them. People say, but what is that? Which kind of Bible is that?
Yet,
it's what was given us in the photocopy on the earth. And we too on this
earth.
We don't minister the letters written with ink. We minister the spirit behind these letters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Briefly go back to Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1.
Era nate ne nyimusa amaaso gange ne tunulira era laba omuzingo gwe kitabo ogubuuka.
Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. Verse 2. Let me first ask you. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. What kind of this scroll that it can fly? Can it be having papers like those of the world? And indeed, you see the book flying away. It is living. It has which kind of body?
I
told you it has a spiritual body. Works as papers. No, have no paper you can tear out. The devils would have stolen some papers out there. God would have gone to look to his book. They use children of men on the earth to remove scriptures, and they add in them, and they twist their meaning. If they could have access to the Bible of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse 2, we see.
Zechariah
chapter 5, verse 2.
Nangamba nti olabye chigwe. Nenzira munti ndabye omuzingo gwe kitabo ogubuuka. Obuwanvu bwago emikono abiri, n'obugazi bwago emikono kumi.
And he said unto me, what see you? And I answered
I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its breadth 10 cubits. Verse 3.
Nangamba nti echo chechikolimo echifuruma okubuna ensi yonna. Kubanga ngecho wechiri, buliaba aligobwamu kuruyirwa yolumu. Era ngecho wechiri, buliyalaira aligobwamu kuruyirwa yolulala.
And then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off according to the writing on this site, and everyone that swear falsely shall be cut off according to the writing on the site. Yes. For this Bible you see it. It is blessed to those who are blessed. And you don't steal. Remember, it began like that. God write his commandments, do not steal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here is where he best to judge those who will get life and the blessing. And those to get the curse and death.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There we shall reach to handle there. But it's a living book indeed.
It
has no papers like the Bible copy of the earth. And was not written with ink of pen. As you see, God first took prophet Moses on the mountain, and he wrote on tablets with his hands. Now ask, the finger of God written, out of it cometh what? He just points on and the writings appear. I told you the other is breath of life.
That
of the Holy Spirit is what wrote in the other book. In the holy living book of God that is in heaven.
It
is not like this copy of us on the earth. That's why you play on the copy of the earth, but that of heaven. You're going to face judgment. How dare you get what the hand of God wrote? And you waste, spoil them. You know what fell on Moses? When he held the stones of God, upon which he wrote with his hands, he broke them. God made him to have new stones for himself. Know that this word sent us on this earth, which make up the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Book of God, the Bible on the earth. In their original, the finger of the Holy
Spirit,
David is one who wrote and gathered. He did get a pen. He got from his life and he writes. Who can imagine that experience, how it appears? Let me give you this experience in Exodus. Exodus
32.
Exodus 32
from verse 14.
Mukama najulukuka naleta obubi. Mukama najulukuka naleta obubi bwabadde ayogedde okubakola abantu be.
And the Lord turned from the evil which he sought to do unto his people.
Olinyole 15.
Verse 15.
Musa nachuka naserengeta okuva ku lusozi ngalina ebipande bibiri ebyobujulirwa mu ngalo ze. Vipande, ebyawandikibwako ku njuyi zaabyo zombi, byawandikibwako eruyi n'eruyi.
And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of testimony were in his hand, and the tables were written on both their sides, on one side, and on the other were they written.
Olinyole 16.
Verse 16.
N'ebipande byali mulimu gwa Katonda, n'okuwandiika kwali kuwandiika kwa Katonda. okwayolebwa ku bipande.
And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved upon the tables.
Omanyo ekigambo ku engrave.
You know too, what engrave?
Ugame nojja n'osala wano ekigambo.
A word here. This engrave. He put a finger, the breath of life, which burns and writes down engravements. That's why when he broke the tables, they got God angered. That's why we charged always, don't add on those words. Neither subtract from them. For it, they took life
of
the Holy Spirit gathering. That he made this book, he got from his life and made papers of life. Papers of life.
No,
when you will find an angel want to write you in a letter, he will get from inside here, pull a paper from inside. He does not have physical paper himself. They come from him. He gets from his life. As I told you, as angels make food in heaven, they get from their own lives. And they make a hen, they boil it. For in heaven there are no ends. All they have entered in the glory of children of God. According to Romans 8, verse 18 to 22. Now the writing of God. That's why I say the life of the Bible. It is the life of the Holy Spirit. And has no papers like of this Bible copy we have on earth. But those which were made in the body of the Holy Spirit. It was not written on with ink or a pen, but with breath of life of the Holy Spirit. And I told you, this when we find it has not any word within it, until you speak the seven chords. And those words begin to come out.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Prophet Moses, after he broke what God had written with his own hands,
in
chapter 34 verse 1, he told him this. Exodus chapter 34 verse 1.
Ebifaanana ng'ebyolubereberye, nange ndiwandika ku bipande ebigambo ebyali ku bipande ebyolubereberye bye wamenya.
And the Lord said unto Moses, cut out two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which you broke. Yes. Now there, you are, be careful. That's where there is Revelation 22 verse 18 up to 19. That don't add on these words. Don't subtract from these words. Lest you to the blot you from the book of life and from the detail of God. Don't add in them, lest they add you the plagues. Because it is not a usual book. And it wasn't written with ink. That's why our Lord, when he came on the earth, he told us, these words we see, they are spirits. In John 6 verse 63, John chapter 6, verse 63. John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I have The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. The words, they are real spirit. They are not words like those you know in the Bible of heaven. Got a photocopy we have on this earth. Those are spiritual. And as we were reading in it, and they smoke, make a photocopy, they enter inside, all of them.
And
when we read, read in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And they first be blotted there, and they show a big picture how they made heaven and earth. What came out? It will teleport you.
You
enter in it, so you go into the experience how he created. But what I spoke in there, have you understood them? Anytime you read them, they will first smoke. You see smoke around. And they vanish. They make a copy from themselves to enter within you. As you look on the paper where they have been, and now it appears big. And you see creation, the experience how it
works.
Then after you see teleportation, that you call Azotus. In the Acts chapter 8, 39 to 40, it comes, roll, pick you up. It swallows you.
It
enters you, take you in creation, and you are on the side watching how God created. That's why you see, this teaching we teach by the Spirit. It is not only in knowledge, it is also in seeing. You see what we teach. That's why it holds anointing, that though it would have been very hard, that anointing passed through you as it teaches you these things, and it begins to take away all heaviness from you. Except if you've beaten and your spirit no more connects with the brains. That's where I say that, let's correct. But if your spirit is still connected with your mind and brain, we keep moving. If you get tired, your spirit begins not to connect with the mind.
It
is said now capacity are no more connecting.
Hallelujah.
But as I told you of that, this scroll of the book, you think, why is it said that no one could was able to read it, neither to look in it, and there's nothing you see in it? Revelation 5 from verse 1. Revelation chapter 5, verse
1.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. He saw, as if it's written in. But I don't see letters very clearly. Okay. You look in it as if you see letters, but they're not clear. And they made him know it has a seal upon it. In that time, though you give it to one land, or the one not land, all there is nothing they can do on it. Even that affects us on this earth because of those seven seals.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's finish here in Revelation. Revelation chapter 5, verse 2.
Nindeba malaika owamaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti, ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seven seals thereof. He saw, who is worthy to open the scroll. Just to open it. Because we saw it's big. And to lose the seven seals. Let us read, we see. Now see where trouble is.
That
if you open somewhere and they have written four living creatures, you immediately see a living creature. Yes. Let's read one seal. Revelation 6 verse 1. Revelation chapter 6 verse 1.
Nendaba omwana gwendiga bweyabembula ku bubonero omusanvu ko akamu. Ne mpulira ekimu ku biramu ebina nga kyogera ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka nti, jangu olabe.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four living creatures saying, come and see. Now when he opened the book, he saw a living creature telling him, come inside the book and see. He found himself reaching the second heaven where four living creatures are found. He passed through the book. I told you the other book is living. Even its body, it is of the Holy Spirit. Even its papers, the body of the Holy Spirit. Even what's written there is not of pen of ink, but with the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, with the finger of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, we are on this earth. The foolish, those called to be the wise of this world, they are familiarizing the book of the Lord. But if they know what concerns it, in its original of heaven, they wouldn't have acted this way, second claiming it's outdated. Some that you smoke drugs out of it.
Hmm.
That at times they wake up in the day and they smoke Mark. Another day they smoke out Zachariah from the Bible. The other day they smoke out Isaiah.
And
you who have it there, you play with it as you want. Now it's one of the things you don't keep with carefulness. Others you have a very old Bible. Others it's there, you don't understand it. You crossed everything within it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's come from verse 6.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
Era eyatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza ba nnukuta wabula ab'omwoyo kubanga ennukuta etta naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter but of the spirit, for the letter kills but the spirit gives life. Yes. This letter, don't you see, you read off here? It is not what we minister. We minister the spirit of life. The Holy Spirit. One who wrote. Even the Father. And the Son. Those who speak through these scriptures. Because once is when we are given angels and the ministers of God to speak through it. All the creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uganda.
Brethren. Most of us think this Bible is letters. This is a photocopy we minister through.
It
too is not the letters you see written in it. We read the spirits. Let me give you an example. If you read Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22, up to
24.
And you know these words were passed through the King Solomon. Can you believe it is Solomon who was writing? He was the one speaking there? Or there is another who was speaking? Besides the letter that one who wrote it is King Solomon. But who was speaking what he wrote? Let's read there briefly, we hear. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubo lye lyasokera, okusoka emirimu gye egyedda.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
Mukama yali nange.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Who is this one who was there?
And
he is where the Lord began, right in the everlasting. And he's with him.
Solomon.
Is it King Solomon?
Ned.
For when we read John chapter 1 verse 1, we hear the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. Who is this one speaking? Proverbs 8 verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. That is the Word, whom the Spirit explained us in John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. And him, John 1:14, the Word clothed the flesh, and we saw him in the glory of one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Means when you read Proverbs 8, verse 22, one speaking there is not King Solomon. When you read the letter, King Solomon is the one who wrote it. When you read the spirit behind, God, the Word is one who spoke through the King Solomon. Who can handle such? You say what? That the Lord loved him. Read verse 23, Proverbs 8. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 23.
Natekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe, okuva ku lubereberye.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before what the earth was. I was set up from the everlasting, right from the beginning, before what the earth was there. The beginning, John 1:1, the beginning was the Word. The Word is with God, and the Word is God. This one is not the son speaking. God, the word, the son. When you read the spirit, you can hear him. When you read the letter, those are what you say. You know, prophet Isaiah said, and we say, you know, the father said, you know, the word said, the word Jesus, he was in Isaiah. 61 verse 1, he says, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, for I have been anointed to preach the good news of the meek. As we see, when he was born on the earth, he brought it out, he read it, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He told them this has been fulfilled. He's upon me now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But come tomorrow, we finish that topic. I see it's broad. Capacities have not crashed, but time has left us. Time has left us.
Able
to understand the first part on the life of the Bible. That's not a letter, but the breath of life. We've seen life of the Bible, life of the Holy Spirit. That's not the letter, but the breath of life, that of the Holy Spirit. And it has no papers. As the Bible copy on the earth, but the body, spiritual body. May the Lord bless you.
We
shall move on with part 2.
No
life of the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.